This is a recording of Charles L. Dunn on his history with the Charlie River area.
Eight or nine
years old. Did you go by yourself?
Yep.
Jeez. What did you do? What were you, the reason you were going up there?
Bread. Clean clothes for my dad. Some groceries.
And what was he doing up there?
Chopping.
Chopping? Did he chop on the Charlie River or on the Yukon?
Charlie River.
How far up from the mouth?
Gee, I don't even know that.
When you got to the mouth, did you have to go up a little ways?
Yeah.
Did he have a cabin up there?
Yeah, cabin.
Yeah.
That cabin a long time ago.
Were there other people living up in that area? Like along the river when you were traveling?
Hardly anybody.
Yeah?
Hughes, old man Hughes. 28 miles.
28 miles?
Yeah.
Is that where Phil Braille ended up in that area, 28 mile, or was that before his...
40.
40 mile. Huh. Anna told me about somebody that used to live below Cold Creek that used to take care of a bunch of dogs in the summertime, but I can't remember his name. He used to take care of dogs for everybody that went gold mining in the summer. McGregor? Maybe? I forgot the name. How many dogs did you have when you went up that way?
Six.
Whoa, six dogs. Did you have to stop overnight?
Over in Weber Creek.
Weber Creek. Was there a little roadhouse there or a cabin?
Cabin.
Anybody living there or just empty?
Empty.
Huh. Was the mine going at that time, or that was before the mine got going at Coal Creek?
No, that was winter time.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So was that a trail used for the mail, too?
Yeah. Charlie Biederman.
Charlie Biederman was the mailman?
Yeah.
How often did he come down from Eagle?
Once a month, I think.
Oh, yeah? You use dog team, too?
Yeah. Big sled.
Big freight sled?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how many dogs he had.
He had about 10, 12.
Whoa, that's a big team. Did he have a big load all the time?
Yeah.
Did he haul other things beside mail, like freight, at the same time?
Yeah. They carry mail for Woodchopper, Cold Creek.
Were there people at Woodchopper?
Yeah.
That he delivered mail to?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a roadhouse there?
Yeah.
I think I read about it. A couple lived there. A man and a wife.
Little Grinnell. He trapped there.
Oh, yeah? Was there a lot of fur at the Charlie River?
Yeah.
Your dad did pretty good.
Yeah. My dad is a good trapper.
Did he trap on lynx and marten and what else? Fox, maybe?
Silver fox.
There was quite a bit in that, good enough.
Yeah.
Did he catch any wolves? Do you remember?
Yeah. Maybe a couple of them.
Every winter? A couple
yeah.
Every winter? Did he skin everything out and stretch it up there at the Charlie River?
Yeah.
So when would he come back? What part of the year would he come back?
Well, just before Christmas and New Year's.
And then would he go back up there?
Yeah. When he stayed in the spring.
Come back in like March, before it thawed out?
Well, after the high school.
Then how would he come down in a
boat?
Boat? Big load of fur?
Yeah. Huh.
Then who bought that fur?
NC.
NC Company?
Was Cold Creek going then?
Yeah.
Huh. Big mining place, huh? Wood chopper too, huh?
Yeah. It was Roadhouse there. That.
Wood chopper?
Yeah.
They say that Charlie River, that was named after that chief from Eagle, huh?
Oh, yeah?
Chief Charlie. Mm. That's what they say, I don't know. I think he had a little band there. Mm. And Indians. What year old Phil Brill come around?
9 feet, I think.
Huh. I don't know where he come from, huh?
He came a long time ago, but he was fatty, I guess.
Huh.
The guy that owns the coal mine.
Oh, okay.
Didn't he break his arm and he just kept working or something?
Yeah, they got that story in it. Upside down, world turned upside down.
No, yeah.
He broke his leg or broke his arm and he made him go to the hospital or made him go to the doctor.
He married Paul Henry's daughter.
Huh.
Nina Ames.
Nina Ames, huh. Paul Henry, you from Fort Yukon?
Yeah, Talkeetna.
Talkeetna. Okay. He was a white guy?
No.
They moved from Black River to the Charlie River, Uncle?
Yeah. He married one of the ostrich girls.
Ostrich, huh?
Remember you ever hear about Al Ames? He married one of the ostrich girls.
Huh.
She's the one that was born in snowshoes.
Huh. Ostrich.
They used to trap Black River.
Huh. How about Steve Nathaniel, did he? Where did he trap it? Up 6 Mile, huh? Or 28 Mile. I know he used to trap them through that way somewhere.
He used to trap Cross River from Circle.
Huh.
I don't know.
He took over Cornelius' trap liner.
He did one time out here.
Huh.
He trapped Cross River.
Huh.
Did he build that cabin there?
He built it and they took it apart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took it back, brought it back to circle.
Okay. I don't know, he took it back up.
Yeah, he took it apart and brought it back to circle.
He had land around there too, huh?
I think, yeah. I'm not sure if he got any land there or not. Mm. I know he got land way down Birch Creek. Mm. He got land all over, in chunks.
Did or not? I know Joe Roberts.
How about Joe Boyle?
Joe Boyle. Urban. Clifton Carroll.
Did they only go up there in the summer?
Yeah. Clifton Carroll, he worked for Wilbur too. John Stevens, he worked with Wilbur.
About, their dad, his name was, that's James. That's the one that come in country. Used to be married to Fanny.
Jimmy Carroll?
They call him James.
Jimmy Carroll, I don't think he worked around Circle. Maybe he did during the gold days, Bobby.
So when you went up there with dog team, it took you 2 days? That must have been pretty good dogs back then. Or more than 2 days.
We can stop to Weber Creek one day.
That river changed, you know, on Weber Creek. Hmm. It's way back there now. They can't get back there. That's across from 40 Mile, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big slough there now. It's all dried out. Back there. Who I asked one time, somebody said the river channel change.
Can't even put fish wheeler there no more, huh?
No. The channel went over across by Phil Brill's place now.
Did somebody have a fish wheel there sometimes, Uncle?
We did one time.
Oh, yeah? Your dad built a fish wheel?
Yeah.
You stayed there all summer?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Jesse Carroll and them used to go up there, huh? Thomas. Mm-hmm. Jesse says she used to go up there when she was a kid.
Her dad used to work at Coal Creek, she said.
Oh.
That's why they went up there. I think that's what she said.
They used to fish.
You saw Thompson's? Yeah, he used to work up there.
Oh.
What was his thing?
You saw Thompson.
He saw Thompson, oh yeah.
Got married to Mary him too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now she remembered going up there. you remember that grave marker at Shanati's grave?
Yeah.
It's been there since you were a kid or what?
Yeah.
They say his wife is buried there with him.
Is that right?
Yeah. I've written that historical thing. Mm-hmm. They said he predicted his wife was going to go. Mm-hmm. And she died right after he did. So they buried her there too. I didn't know that.
I wonder who made that big cross, Uncle.
Since it was made by somebody in Fort Yukon, Martha Wallace paid for it.
Oh. And they brought it up on a steamboat?
No.
Or boat?
My dad brought it up to Fort Yukon. Huh. Mailboat.
They went up and put it up?
Dropped it off and circled, and Cornelius and Esau, William Moores and them put it up again.
Oh. Wonder what year that was.
Between the 40s, I think.
1940s?
Mm-hmm.
It's still standing, Uncle.
Gee.
Charlie and I go up there every couple of years and put white paint on there. But it's still there. They made a real nice cross. It's heavy duty.
They should make a new fence.
Yeah, the fence is still there. I think, did Johnny and
Dick
make a new fence?
No, I think they just put it back together.
Oh. You think we should make a new fence, Uncle? It's still standing, but it's kind of wobbly. Still there, though.
They said they had village up there at 16 Mile. Was that Shanati village?
That's what I heard, too.
Huh.
I don't even know where at, though.
Yeah.
They said right across from that grave, that big island is what I heard somebody say, but...
Yeah. I walked in there. That's a pretty darn big island. All kinds of different... Swamp in there, big meadows, old blues, grassy meadows, right in the middle of the island. Out of moose, out of moose field. A bunch of old stumps back there about the head of that island. That's probably where they cut wood for a steamboat, huh?
Yeah, probably did.
Were there people up around the Charlie River that cut wood along the Yukon there for the steamboats between Circle and Eagle?
Probably George Beck did.
George Beck. Must have been some people, huh?
Well, it was Chopper Joe. He cut wood for steamboat, didn't he?
Stanley, too.
Stanley? I guess that's where my grandma was born, up a wood chopper.
Gee, I don't know where she
was born. I think that's where she was born. 1911, I think she was born. November 1st,
1911. Hey, that's tomorrow. Do you remember anybody going up the Charlie River to hunt sheep? I think I remember somebody said they used to go way up to hunt sheep. Was it your grandpa, Chuck?
William Moses.
William Moses?
He used to cross country at from Medicine Lake, though, huh?
Yeah, he was on toward 28 Mile. You come out on the cut bank. Mm-hmm. Around there.
And then he goes up river?
I don't know where he goes. There was a trail there from that cut bank into Medicine Lake.
On the river?
Yeah.
Huh?
28
Mile. I'll be darned.
Isn't that across from Bill Stubbs?
Yeah.
Bill Stubbs at 28 Mile, they had a rock slide one time, almost wiped him out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It almost took his cabin. Do you ever remember the rock slides along the Yukon where those big bluffs are?
Oh, around some bluffs, yeah.
Boy, he almost lost everything that time. The whole mountainside came down. Missed his cabin by about 25 feet at the most. He don't have to worry about any forest fires around his house. He's got lots of rock.
It's all burnt too.
That one in the slough goes way back there.
Oh, burnt back there.
Who owns the 28 Mile now?
Bill Stubbs.
How did he, who did he buy it from?
They said they bought it off of somebody up there. Private property.
It used to belong to, they got that guy's name, Whisker.
Whisker. Andy, he's got land up there.
Where at?
40, 50 miles somewhere up there.
Peterman's cabin?
Peterman's cabin. I don't know. He owns some land up that way. They were going to make something that one time, him and... He had Norman working for him up there. They were fixing that place up, but I guess it never came around.
I don't know how he got Peterman's cabin.
I don't know if it's Peterman's or Slavin's or one of them places he...
Peterman's.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He owns that. Remember Norman went up with him and helped him?
I know, but I know Norman went up that way, but I didn't remember how far up he went. As far as I've ever been up there, it was Tardy River, I think.
He was a kid. He used to have a 16 gig, I guess. Jesus Christ, how lucky he didn't kill anybody. You always want to go with somebody, too.
Uh-huh.
I don't trust them, either. I chewed them out of there. Get the hell out of here.
Who's that?
Norman.
That shotgun be laying against a tree. Pretty soon, bang!
During World War II, I guess they had a pilot go down up that way, huh?
Yeah.
He's the one that survived at Al Ames cabin? Or somewhere, huh? Up Charlie River? Some cabin he found?
That was, his old man you were talking about. The cabin.
Philip Brill?
Yeah. Army plane from Latvia. Wainwright, it is.
Oh.
Latvia.
Latvia, it was called, then, huh?
Mm-hmm. It was Lock Field when I was stationed there.
Oh. Huh. Father's Pet Pitka, son William, Bobby Cole, and then Earl Adams, too.
Well, I think Donnie, Casey,
Margaret. Your film at? You don't want to take no picture?
Not right now, I don't. I don't have a disc in there. Well, what do you want to eat? Do you want a sandwich?
Soup?
Walking around in circle, it wouldn't help you.
Have some soup.
Stop. Tell me what you're doing. I got black grease here. What do you want?
I want a bowl.
A empty bowl?
Cornell, Mezzaman, San Francisco. Found a fisherman's wharf. And Tom, I was eating there. He was sitting on the dock. He kept looking at me. Finally, curious, he walked over to me. What's your name? Lindy John. You're not David John's son, are you? I told him, yeah. Then he took me home. Had a little motel just north of Oakland. I stayed overnight with him. And he paid my fare back to San Francisco.
Who was that, Uncle?
Bill Grinnell.
Oh. Let's see, now where was his place?
He stayed, he trapped in Charlie River.
Yeah? What year do you think that was? Same time your dad was there?
No. During the 60s, I think.
Oh, huh? Derek.
Him and Morris Gundrum. That time when I met him in San Francisco, he said he's going to go trapping again. I didn't believe him. I just want to try it just one more time, he said. He liked it.
Liked it up there?
Yeah.
What kind of food did your mom send up to your dad in those days?
Just bread.
Homemade bread?
And yeah. And some rum. Hudson Bay rum.
Hudson Bay rum. You had a little box on your sled, or how'd
yeah.
you keep that bottle from breaking?
Well, some kind of box.
Tied it on?
Yeah.
to have that trail from Eagle to Circle for the Yukon Quest on the river. Was that mail trail partly on land or mostly on the river?
Mostly on the river.
In the winter, huh?
From Weber Creek up to China River, all the wind is horrible.
Always windy in that canyon?
Yeah.
Remember you go around that bend there, it's 40 mile. Then there's like a big rock bluff for a long ways. And then it's on the other side. Going up on the right side. There's some big high rock bluffs.
There's a big rock sticks up in the middle of the river too.
Yeah. Be bummed to hit that with your outboard motor.
Gee.
Me and Alan, we were cutting trail one time up there in the Power Lake.
Mm-hmm.
We ran into the mail trail. Mm. It used to come through that way.
Yeah.
That old mail trail. It's all grown over, but you could still see it. Gee, we were happy. We thought we had it easy, but gee, I don't know how long we cut. XL tall chainsaw. No daylight. Walk out there every day.
Well, that's the time you sold some fur to your
grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our check was in the mail, but he didn't give us no chance to buy it back. He already had a package and going to Fort Yukon. Crook. We didn't get too much for our fur, I'll tell you that.
You bought it back?
No, we didn't have no chance. Our GA check came in that day. It was already on the mail train.
Charlie, John, what does he do up there?
Not much. Drink beer and sit there and do his crossword puzzle.
Jesus Christ.
Watch the game.
Canyon for a Charlie Biederman?
No. His brother.
Oh, Horace. How come they called him Cannon?
God, remember that show, Cannon Show?
Yeah.
It's that guy?
Yeah.
He looked like him.
Oh. Now, how was he related to the Biederman up by...
Charlie?
Yeah.
That was his brother.
Oh, they were brothers. And didn't they say they got that place from their dad?
Who was her dad? Charlie Biederman and who?
Horace.
Who was her dad?
What the hell is this name? Adolf, is it?
Adolf Biederman?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
Was he a German?
Yeah. Walter Jewelers. She figured how to do it. Thank you. Mom. She used to belong to our generation too.
Which one is that?
Ida Jewel.
Ida Jewel, Tom. Is that how Eddie and all of them got chairs?
George.
Huh.
Mary, too, I think.
Mary,